Well, hello, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's a terrific Tuesday down here in Sunshine, Florida. It's March 21st. I apologize. Yesterday, we ended up having to run a rerun. We had some glitches with some things that were going on, and we just didn't get everything dialed in correctly, so we had to run that tape. But I'm on today with you guys. Dad is up in the mountains. He does not have any service, so I will be doing the show. Have a lot of wild articles, a lot of interesting stuff that we're going to hit today. And I also worked on a list of top health foods that you probably need to stay away from. A lot of people think certain foods are good for you, and I threw a couple other ones in there that a lot of people already know. But I like to do this occasionally, so if our regular listeners find this redundant, I'm sorry, but I like to really bring this up so a lot of people can hear this and just get a lot of good, free, informative news out to you guys regarding health quite often, to really help everybody out and give them a lot of good information. So, but the first one I want to start on today is the attempt to increase pressure on sanctuary cities. The Department of Homeland Security has published its first weekly list this week of all 118 localities refusing to cooperate with Trump's administrative immigration crackdown. Now, this is something that I've been very, very supportive of, is trying to rid this country of these sanctuary cities. Not only are we dealing with state laws, federal laws, all that aside, we're dealing with the safety of our citizens, real safety, people that deserve to not have their state blatantly violate laws and blatantly violate their safety by allowing violent criminal offenders to stay in these cities and refusing federal authorities and immigration authorities to be able to come in and do their job correctly. Each week now, the list will publish every detention request rejected by local jails, detailing the relevant agency, the status of the immigrant, and the charges they are facing. The first report was published this Monday, listing 206 cases last week in which illegal aliens were arrested and released from jail without charge, despite recommendations from Immigration and Crime Enforcement Agency to detain them for a minimum of 48 hours. Now, what's wild about this is, majority of the population you talk to, majority of the people I interact with here, the majority of the polls I see, people don't like these sanctuary cities. They're a blatant violation of constitutional law. They're a blatant violation of our rights as citizens to be able to live freely and peacefully on our way without having to deal with violent offenders that have little to no moral compass, that are let back into society with a lot of times not even a slap on the wrist. They get involved in these crimes, and it's easier for them to just release them and not even charge them with anything because they don't want to have to detain them for indefinitely or a long period of time and then deport them and do all that. Even a poll conducted by the University of California, Berkeley, as liberal as they are, just 2 months ago, found that in the state of California, where sanctuary cities are particularly prominent, as you know, 74% of the people in California in the poll said they would like to see sanctuary cities abolished. Almost a third of the people in the poll out in California said they would like to see them abolished. That's strong. In February, the state's Democratic-controlled legislator proposed a bill to make California a sanctuary state. The issue of these sanctuary cities was a major theme in the 2016 presidential election. Only Trump was really the one that brought this up a lot. That's why I'm glad he's really addressing it now. And we see these things that happen over and over and over again. The perfect examples happened last year with that young woman, Kate Steinle, who was shot and killed while walking on a pier with her father by an illegal alien who had served felony convictions and had been deported several times and to continue to hide in sanctuary cities. These things keep happening repeatedly, and they keep getting worse and worse and worse. This was a really horrific story up in Maryland. That I don't like bringing stuff like this up because it's just negative to me, but in the situation, it kind of calls for it when we see stuff like this. two teens were arrested last week now for raping a 14-year-old girl at their high school, had recently arrived from Central America. Both of them, Jose Montana, 17, and Henry Sanchez, 18, have been charged with first-degree rape and sexual offense in an attack at Rockville High School in Maryland. Police say Montanzo and Sanchez approached the 14-year-old girl in the hallway, then allegedly forced her into the boys' bathroom stall and raped her. Sanchez is now facing deportation proceedings as he is a pending alien removal case against him already. He is believed to have entered the U.S. illegally from Guatemala 7 months ago. Immigration and Customs Enforcement won't report on Montano's immigration status because he is a minor, but it seems as if he arrived from El Salvador 8 months ago as well. These are the types of situations that really could be prevented, in my opinion, because this is stuff that shouldn't be happening. We shouldn't have 14-year-old girls at high school getting raped by illegal aliens. First off, I don't even know why they're allowed to even enter the school system. That whole no child or whatever the, I forgot the name of it, where basically if a kid comes here, they have their future, they can stay here, and all this nonsense, it's ridiculous. There's absolutely no reason to allow these people to keep coming in here and engaging in this deviant behavior and thinking it's okay. Also, too, I put a list together keeping you guys updated on the WikiLeaks CIA Vault 7 leaks. I want to keep bringing this up, and I'm going to keep bringing it up repeatedly because, you know, Edward Snowden did not get near the publicity he should have. He brought to our attention what the NSA was doing, the illegal wiretapping, the monitoring that they were doing, and everybody was ooh-ah-ooh-ah over it, and oh, he's this, and oh, he needs to be charged with espionage, blah, blah, blah. He did what he did, in my opinion, to bring to light what's really going on in the government. And what we see now with the WikiLeaks revelations with the CIA, they're on a whole nother level because they have their own essential NSA inside the CIA that has zero oversight whatsoever, as if the NSA had much at all. The CIA is even worse. WikiLeaks has stated that it has only released 1% of its Vault 7 series, so it is literally the tip of the iceberg. Here's some of the top 15 things that we have found. The first one is that the CIA is a virus and malware factory. It also spent untold billions of dollars developing what is probably the most sophisticated cyber warfare hacking spying department on the planet, equaling or even surpassing that of the NSA. Snowden's leaks were already bad enough, showing us that the NSA was an agency above the law that monitored, surveilled, and spied upon just about anyone at once. Since most people on the planet are within its reach in one way or another, could there be any possible doubt left by anyone that the military-industrial complex runs the U.S. government and the world? I don't think so. Number two that we have found is the bypassing encryption. This Vault 7 has blatantly showed documents now that the CIA is getting audio files before they get encrypted. The CIA can hack into your phone, compromise your operating system, and suck up your messages before they are encrypted and sent. It doesn't matter what precautions you've taken. Encrypted messages apps like WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, and many more are still vulnerable to the CIA's hacking. The next one on here, smart TVs becoming spy TVs. This is one of the biggest ones to me that really bothers me because, okay, you know your phone's tapped. Okay, you know your computer's tapped. Watch what you say, watch what you do on it. Knowing that your TV spies on you when it's supposedly off in the privacy of your own home, listening to your own personal private conversations between you and your family, you and your wife, you and your friends, where no electronics are around, no phones are on, no computers are open, no laptops are open, none of that's going on. This is a weird one to me, and this one should bother everybody because they even show in detail in Vault 7 how the Weeping Angel works, how the CIA hacks Samsung smart TVs and then places them in fake off mode so that the unsuspecting owner falsely believes their TV is off when it is really on, recording all the sounds in the room and transmitting them via the net to a covert CIA server. I brought that up a couple weeks ago when Vault 7 first got released. And I don't think people fully are comprehending the level of invasive, tyrannical spying that is happening to us right now. That these guys think they're so far above the law, wiretapping phones, monitoring emails, reading all types of stuff before it gets encrypted. That's horrific. That's blatantly an invasion on our Fourth Amendment. Sitting there and putting malware in your computer that makes you think it is off, why they still tap the microphone, record your conversations, and then send it to their own private CIA server. That is incomprehensible to me that they even think that is remotely okay to do to anybody. To anybody in your own home. But the next one on here, Skype, is vulnerable. We already know that. Vault 7 reveals the conversations on Skype are converted to text, then uploaded to the CIA cloud for data source and analysis, meaning everything you do on Skype's monitored. Obviously, you guys know that. iPhones and Androids are vulnerable. We all know that as well. Nothing you say or do on a phone anymore is private. Even the FBI director Comey even came out, remember, 3 weeks ago and said the idea of absolute privacy in America no longer exists, does not happen. You cannot have full privacy anymore. You are going to be spied on in some way, shape, or another. I'm paraphrasing that. That's what he said. That's another revelation. You're going, there's nowhere you can really go now without being spied on in almost every aspect of your life. And these are things that people need to realize that this is going on and it's getting worse. Because once this police state, once this military-industrial complex reaches its max peak, its goal of overall surveillance, and that's what their overall goal is right now, they dragnet everything. They dragnet the whole world and pull up every information. Once it reaches a point where they literally monitor every single thing you do and then start to prosecute you for it, where you say a phone call and say something maybe you shouldn't ought to say, and all of a sudden 30 minutes later law enforcement knocks on your door and they say, Mr. John Smith, 29 minutes ago you made a statement referring to this in statute blah blah blah, this is against the law to make a statement like this, we're now arresting you and charging you with treason, please come with us, you're being handcuffed and being booked down in county, then would be transferred to federal investigation, and you'll be held without bond. That's the next step that this goes, guys. That's where this starts to go, where it doesn't matter what you do, what you say, it's monitored, and then it's used against you. The same aspect of the movie Minority Report, the thought police, they start arresting you before you even do anything. Well, I continue. The next one on here was hijacking all sorts of vehicles. It's come out now in Vault 7 blatantly that Vault 7 shows the CIA has the ability to remotely hijack all types of vehicles, cars and planes included, which means it can carry out undetectable assassinations. This casts a new light on the suspicious death of Michael Hastings, whose car ran into a tree at high speeds. It also makes one wonder about the death of JFK Jr. and former U.S. Senator Paul Wellstone, both of whom died in suspicious accidents. And you hear about this all the time, whistleblowers, people that come out, people that are under some type of investigation or somebody that's supposedly under witness protection, and all of a sudden their truck is on the side of a ditch rolled over in a heap in a fiery ball, and everybody goes, what in the world happened with that? Well, obviously you see what's going on. You have stability tracking these vehicles. You have poor stability management system, and Porsche's dad's brought up. The BMWs have the same thing. It's all interlinked in the black box, and guess what controls all that and monitors all that? OnStar. It can monitor everything. If it's not OnStar, it's the other version that's in that vehicle. All that stuff can be remotely hacked. We know that now. Another one on here is the U.S. is using the consulate in Germany as a spy and hacking base. That's out in Vault 7 now, too. We learned that the CIA, in flagrant violation of international law, has been using the U.S. consulate in Frankfurt, Germany, as a base for its spying and hacking activities, many of which in the case required a close physical proximity to the target. This just, I mean, and I watched the movie Snowden the other night, Oliver Stone did. I haven't seen it yet. And it was okay. You know, I mean, it could have gone into detail and some other stuff, but it really did kind of bring to light a lot of the stuff that we already knew about what he brought up. But it kind of showed his progression through it all, how he was very asleep when he started, and he really wanted to help with the war on terror, supposedly. And he found out at the end that it had nothing to do with terror. And even the director in the NSA even tells him that. He goes, the war over there with oil and sand and money, that's just another war. That's just the terror war that we've brought up. And he says this in the movie. He said, the whole issue that we have to do is we have to keep the military-industrial complex open, and we have to keep the constant, steady flow of information, all in the name of protection, all in the name of making sure America stays safe, and allowing these things they would build, these constant codes that they would build, and it further grew bigger and bigger and bigger, till he started realizing that literally every single thing you did electronically was monitored. Well, I digress. The next thing on the list here is we found that there's been billions upon billions of dollars in damages, in my opinion, intentionally. The CIA has caused worldwide damages that can be estimated in the billions of dollars since they cannot control a lot of the malware they have created. Now the CIA has lost control of the monster it created. Everything is vulnerable. How much data will be hacked? How much privacy stolen? How much money will it cost to prevent and repair this breach? Or is this the plan all along? In my opinion, what a lot of this, the ultimate goal to roll this into, is of course with the UN or something similar in a different name, with a global government, a global surveillance system, a global control grid that everything will have to be under, because they'll say, well, listen, the CIA has gotten out of control. We know this. We admit it. They're out of control. We need to put it in the hands of a global government. The global government will protect us and make sure this never happens again. In the name of security, we'll make sure the global government protects everybody. That's the next step. That is where it's going to go, in my opinion, and it's pretty clear and evident if you start looking at all the signs. The next one now is Project Umbrage, the framing of Russian nationals, foreign nationals, and foreign nations. This is a big one because we see all the drama that's been going on last week and this week with the congressional hearings with FBI, call me in, talking about how Russia was involved in this, or we don't have evidence with this, or we haven't found any wiretapping. Guys, remember, they give them the information they want to give them. The CIA runs the government. They do every black op work. Nothing happens without them knowing about it, and nothing happens without them allowing it to happen. All the brouhaha about Russians hacking the U.S. elections, the CIA, as we know, has a program called Project Umbrage, under which it manipulates code to make it look like it comes from somewhere else in a different nation. It's false flag cyber terrorism at its finest. In other words, the CIA clones the hacking procedures of Russia to create false flag hacking attacks, then says with a straight face that the attacks are consistent with what we would expect from Russian hackers. So they're blatantly blaming it on Russia by turning the code and manipulating it to make it look like Russia is doing it. So they can sit there in front of a congressional hearing and say, well, this is truthful. It's consistent with what we expect from Russian hackers. Now, this may be technically truthful, but it's full-blown deceit, something the CIA knows all too well. This is an issue that's continuing to grow further and further, and we have to address it. We cannot let this stuff stop. The whole thing about charging Snowden with espionage was all obfuscation, just like when Comey came out a couple weeks ago right after Vault 7 got released and said, you don't have an expectation of absolute privacy in America. That is wrong. He is absolutely wrong. He is unconstitutional, treasonous tyrant, and he should not be in the position he is in. Every American has the right to absolute privacy. Every American. That is our constitutional, God-given right. And if they do not agree with that, then they need to be charged with treason. They do not need to be in any type of governmental office. This is what we have to start addressing. We cannot let this stuff keep going by like we did with Snowden. Snowden completely gave up essentially everything he knew and still lives in Russia over this because of what happened. He probably will have to live there for a very, very long time, because even Trump's under the misguided effort that Snowden did something wrong because he compromised our, you know, our security. It's complete and total nonsense. If you see the government doing something and you know it's illegal, you know it's blatantly violating the Constitution, it is your requirement as a patriot to come forth and speak the truth. The next one on here we see on the list is the CIA-NSA turf war. Another implication of Vault 7 is that now we know for sure that the CIA has a hacking system that is at least equivalent to, if not more advanced than the NSA. The spying criminality and illegal behavior of the NSA is already miles past the line of what is acceptable in a free and open, just society. Now we see the CIA operates even past the limits of the NSA, if there were any. Completely uncontrolled, unmonitored, with no accountability. And the last one on here is, we know this, that the CIA is above the rank of president. They won't even release a lot of their information that they have to him. They won't release their information to anybody. JFK found out just the hard way that presidents don't tell the CIA what to do. The CIA tells the president what to do. Interesting proof, as we've seen in Vault 7, shows the CIA is further up in hierarchy than the executive branch. And they will control this as long as they can until we take this country back. We have to start waking up, everybody, and not idly going by saying, well, I don't have anything to hide. It's okay. I'm not hiding anything. Really? That's a total cop-out. So you're okay with the CIA listening on your television when it's off, listening to your personal conversations with your family, with your business, with your wife, with your children, and not just listening, transferring the data into a CIA database that they hold only by themselves with no accountability to do with whatever they want with it whenever they want. This, guys, is a tyrannical government run amok, and it's the same thing that Jefferson and all our founding fathers warned us about. We have to start making a stand and addressing this and not allowing it to be just 5 o'clock news for a few days, and we all go, okay, it happened now, oh well, we'll see what happens with that. So I wanted to bring that up. I'm going to continue to bring up Vault 7 as long as I can keep getting accurate WikiLeaks information on it. And we're going to make sure that people keep hearing the truth on this show about what the CIA is doing and expose them for the cockroaches that they are, the vile vermin that they are, completely trying to control and take over this country. And especially take away our last bit of freedom that we have left on here. On other news on here, one to address Fukushima. Recent reports now are indicating that the level of radiation at the disaster site are still unbelievably high, such that cleaning up the area is expected to take at least another 40 years. Honestly, the word disaster hardly seems descriptive enough for what Fukushima has taken on the planet. Former nuclear engineer Arne Gundersen doesn't beat around the bush when discussing the enormous catastrophe that the Fukushima nuclear accident is incurring on the planet. He stated here in a press release a couple weeks ago, he said, as they get in the containment vessel, they're finding that the combination of hot steam, these are not just radioactive chemicals, but it's a toxic mix of chemicals that are reacting with the steel. So there's rust and hunks of nuclear fuel lying around, along with acid steam, and it's raining all the time because of the condensation. He said, I think it's about as close to hell as I could imagine, Gundersen added. According to Gundersen, no one knows where the nuclear cores of the reactors have gone, and radiation continues to pour into the Pacific Ocean, and the protective ice wall that costs nearly $500 million breaks on a regular basis. He says there's a massive cover-up wherein radiation-related illnesses are being attributed simply to stress-related causes instead throughout the entire Japanese population. Fukushima's rough. I'll be honest with you guys, there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, there's nothing, there's not a whole lot we can do about it over here. If they wanted to stop it, I really think they could. I think there's a lot of different options they could, but I don't know. I know, I'm very certain that that whole thing over there was not an accident, my opinion. I think a whole lot of that stuff was pre-planned. Remember, as we talked about with Pastor last week that was on the show, as you guys heard with the show yesterday, this is the overall goal with these Satanists, is to bring in absolute filth, to completely ruin the earth. Because remember, this is what God created. He built this out of nothing. He created the earth. Boom. He spoke it into existence, and it was there. They can't do that. So the only thing they know how to do is manipulate, corrupt, and degrade every positive thing he has built. And in my opinion, this Fukushima thing is all in line with the entire satanic agenda to ruin the Pacific and completely just degrade and compromise the quality of this earth. And quite frankly, they're doing a fantastic job with it. It's pretty horrific over there. So also other news as well with Sesame Street. I haven't watched Sesame Street in probably 25 years. but obviously, as you see with PBS and we've seen with Sesame Street, they promoted a lot of propaganda on their show. Remember, Elmo years ago joined the U.S. Surgeon General Murphy for a public service announcement pushing safe vaccines. They stated in there, okay, Elmo will get vaccinated, the Muppets agreed, and tell your friends at Sesame Street to get vaccinated too. That was on Sesame Street about 4 years ago. They like to impression young kids' minds. They like to send all these subliminal ads in their minds, send all this information, and try and twist their ideology from a young age. Now, the children's series Sesame Street is announcing they will feature a new Muppet who suffers from autism. Julia will appear in live Muppet format in Sesame Street's April 10th episode, which will air on PBS and HBO. The Muppet is the product of an awareness campaign produced by the Sesame Workshop nonprofit organization working alongside the Autism Speaks Advocacy Group. A statement from Sesame Workshop says Julia fulfills a commitment to increase acceptance of autistic children and provide support for their families. That's all well and good on paper. That sounds fantastic. Sesame Street propaganda. That's great for them. This is why they're really doing it. They're wanting to normalize autism because it's exploding from the massive amounts of vaccines they're continuing to pump into the kids, because they're pushing more and more vaccines every year on these kids. As we know, the level of autism has gone up almost identical in the rate of increased vaccinations. They've gone up together. The issue with autism has nothing to do with autism awareness and accepting autistic kids and providing support for parents. I've worked with tons of people that have had autistic kids. You pray for them, you help them, you do the best you can in every way. But they're trying to normalize this as something we can't control. Like, we don't know what's going on. Like, it's just a random fluke. Like, it's just, it just happened. They just happened to get autism. We have no idea why. It couldn't possibly have been the 8 vaccinations you pumped them full with at 6 months of age when they were perfectly healthy and haven't had a single health issue, and the next day they're autistic. Couldn't be that. Couldn't possibly be that. But Sesame Street continues their propaganda. Autistic child now. Remember last April, Sesame Street unveiled Zeri, a hijab-wearing feminist Muppet hailing from Afghanistan. There you go again. Normalizing the influx of Muslims over here to make Islam look like an acceptable religion that we need to be okay with. Also, too, in 2013, you remember the children's program also introduced Alex, a Muppet whose father had been sent to prison. All this stuff is to normalize and allow the kids to be able to recognize and be able to sit there and have some type of quality that they can look at and go, yeah, they're right about that. You know, he did this. Oh, this girl's autistic. I have a friend who's autism. My sister, this is what they're doing with it. So I wanted to address that today with Sesame Street. I don't know why we're still funding PBS. It's pretty ridiculous, to be honest with you. Oh, this is great. You guys will like this. Oh, in Dubai, Saudi Arabia, they have plenty of money to buy all kinds of crazy cars, so why not build robot police? Once a sci-fi fantasy, now the real thing patrolling the streets of Dubai. The first fully robot police officer will be on patrol in the wealthy United Arab Emirates city by May this year, Dubai police have confirmed. Members of the public will be able to report crimes to the multilingual police robot using a touchscreen on his chest. The robot, which can salute and shake hands, can also be used by members of the public to pay traffic fines. Ah, there you go. More money. And submit paperwork. Dubai police, who unveiled the prototype at the Gulf Information Technology Exhibition last year, want 25% of its force to be robots by 2030. Doesn't sound like Terminator or anything, does it? Brigadier Abdullah bin Sultan told Gulf News, "We are looking to have more robots in the future to handle policing. By 2030, we are keen to make robots around 25% of the total police force. We are looking to make everything smart in Dubai police. By 2030, we will have the first smart police station, which will not require any human employees." This has absolute nuts written all over it. Stamped idiotic. I can't even tell you how many different ways, but I'm going to try. You guys remember the original RoboCop. Now, remember, RoboCop was cyborg. He was like half man, half human. They created this RoboCop. All right. It's kind of a cool idea. Don't know how much I agree with it. Made for a good movie back in the 80s. The new one was all propaganda. Old one was pretty wild. But remember what happened when they first unveiled their fully robot. You guys remember this from the old robot film? They had the big Megatron monster came on the big old blocks, boom, 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 shaking the building. They say, "Hey, we want you to test it out." The guy pulls out a Desert Eagle. The robot says, "Drop your weapon." Guy goes, "Okay, drop my weapon." Robot glitches, keeps telling him to drop his weapon. Guy starts running around. Robot executes him. Right in the conference room, shoots him, blows him apart. When you start allowing AI to engage in policing activities, autonomous vehicles are bad enough. I hate autonomous vehicles. Not something I'm ever going to support or engage in at all. When you start allowing policing activities to be handed over to the AI, you give them full autonomy to make any and every decision. The next step will be armoring these robots. And the next step will then be arming them. So they will be armored, armed robots. Meaning you won't be able to take them down without high-powered weapons. They will shoot you probably faster than you can draw your weapon. And it will be all the name in having smart AI police. This whole concept that everybody's going to falls in line with the just because you can doesn't mean you should. This is an absolutely horrific idea. I really hope they don't bring this ideology to the United States, even though I know they're pushing for it. I really hope the American public and local law enforcement decide that they would rather be in control of what's going on than allowing AI. We already have enough issues with law enforcement, getting in firefights, shooting people, sometimes it shouldn't be shot. I understand that. Not all of them are perfect. And see, what they're going to start saying is, the propaganda they're going to push is, the AI won't make mistakes. They'll learn. They'll figure out how to do it better than police. Well, first off, you have to take the whole concept that you're about to take thousands, tens of thousands of jobs away from the United States if you brought this over here. Secondly, how do you give an AI consciousness? How do you give him ethics? How do you give him right and wrong in a split case scenario? As I told you guys before, the individual we met with that was really concerned about the autonomous vehicles brought up one of the concepts that continues to be a question that nobody can really answer, because they're training these AIs. They have to have some type of decision-making ability, so they have to steer it in the right direction while they're building the computer modules. You're in an autonomous vehicle, it's driving, car in front of you gets into a huge accident. There's a motorcycle on your right with a helmet, there's a motorcycle on your left with no helmet. You either hit the on vehicles in front of you, get into a huge wreck, or you swerve out of the way, take out the left rider with no helmet, probably killing him, or you swerve to the right, take out the right rider with helmet, probably injure him, and he sustains lifelong, life-threatening injuries. What do you do? What they instill in the AI, the autonomous vehicle, takes out the left rider. Rider's not wearing a helmet, will probably be DOA by the time EMS arrives. He's dead. Pay a small insurance payout, and he's done. Hits the right rider, probably have debilitating injuries, huge hospital bills, long-term insurance payouts. and settlements. And so you take the guy with no helmet. This is where this starts to go with the AI. You take out the consciousness, the soul, the morals, the things that we are instilled in as human beings created in God's own image, and you're trying to make a robot that replicates that, which can never happen. This, again, is the same ideology I just talked to you about with the Satanist trying to build something. They can't make a soul. They can't create a real, true human with a soul. So they want to make an AI that they can build and create all types of havoc. I don't know how many times people have to see Terminator to realize that military police forces that are fully AI are probably not a good idea. Just saying. I think Skynet's a pretty blatantly obvious example of why we should not have a fully militarized police and military. Just throwing that out there. Also, in other news in Germany now, I think I talked about this a week ago, but I'm going to bring it up again just because of how nuts it is, how much these guys want to completely take free speech off the table in Europe. It's already completely compromised. Now they want to completely stop anything that talks about anything that they don't agree with. It's crazy. German Justice Minister Heiko Maas has proposed fines of up to 50 million euros for any social networking site that neglects to quickly police and remove anything deemed to be hate speech or fake news. As I talked about this before, the fake news and hate speech is all, it's all opinion based. Really is. Now, granted, there's some fake news. Obviously, it's blatantly just, it's just a spoof. People put it out there as spoof. You have to kind of weed out of that. But the issue with doing this is you turn into a Gestapo. It goes back to Nazi Germany. You say anything that they consider hate speech, which is anything they deem to feel is hateful. So if I say, John Smith, you got ugly hair today, which I wouldn't say that, they hit me up on Facebook, delete my post, and say, we're blocking you for a week. You made an ugly comment. We think it's hate speech. We're blocking you. Or they get a $50 million euro fine. That's just a really crude example of it, essentially, but that's what they want to do. While acknowledging that some social media sites have already begun cracking down on what they have described as hate speech, Moss says the effort isn't satisfactory yet. He says research indicated that Twitter only deletes about 1% of so-called illegal content or hate speech that is flagged by users. He added that Facebook deletes about 39% of said content. They go on to say the proposal would require companies to provide a round-the-clock service for users to flag illegal content, which would have to be removed by the site within 7 days. All copies of the content would also have to be deleted, and social media companies would need to publish a quarterly report detailing they have dealt with such material. In addition, I love this. This one's fantastic. The proposal instructs social media sites to name someone specifically charged with taking down content and handling speech complaints. If that person fails to do so quickly or adequately, he or she would be subject to a personal fine of 5 million euros. Who would line up for that job is anyone's guess. I'm not sure. Moss claims his proposal would somehow not restrict the free speech protections already enshrined in German law, okay, and it would establish a truth commission of sorts to root out so-called fake news. This is what they're trying to do over here. They're trying to do it everywhere. Remember, a global government, a global military, a global bank, a global digital currency. The only way to get to that level of totalitarian control is to completely shut down any free speech that goes against the state. Any speech they deem not acceptable has to be shut down immediately. That's just what it is. That's simple facts. This is what they're trying to do. We've seen it in every type of socialist or communist regime. Saw that in Russia. Saw in Nazi Germany. As soon as the regime gets big enough to be able to control the masses, it restricts what they can say every single time. It's happening again in Germany. It's happening again in Europe. It's happening in the United States. Don't want to say anything. Don't want to offend anybody. Don't want to make anybody feel out of place, even though they're unbelievably awkward. I mean, it's so bad now that in this country, it's okay for a guy to go to the bathroom, in a women's bathroom, if he just says, I'm a woman. Now, granted, Trump rescinded that whole memo that Obama sent out, which I'm really glad he did because that was pretty ridiculous. Here, another example, perfect example why I wanted to segue into that, of people saying hate speech and other people saying, no, that's just my right to wear whatever I want. Students from an Iowa high school recently had to apologize to the principal of another Iowa high school when people found their choice of red, white, and blue attire offensive. Two Iowa schools, two basketball teams played one another. One basketball team was largely immigrant Muslims, apparently. The other one was primarily whites. The white team, everybody in the bleachers dressed in red, white, and blue. America. This is the United States with the colors red, white, and blue. And it started a conniption fit. Everybody contacted the principal. They blew it up on Facebook. They started making phone calls to the school. They wanted these kids expelled. Not even kidding. We're here in a second here. Supporters of the Des Moines North High School basketball team, many whose players are from refugees' families and Islamic background, were offended when fans of Valley High School basketball team wore red, white, and blue. Guy writes on here, this is a blatant racism, said Ty Leggett, the blithering idiot from Valley High School alumni. All participants should have been pulled and banned from all VHS extracurricular events for the remainder of the year. As a parent, I would be mortified that my son or daughter thought this way, acted in this fashion, or refrained from taking a stand against this 21st century inexcusable behavior. Well, I don't know about you guys, but that sounds to me like hate speech. I think that's racist rhetoric, and that's hate speech, and he needs to be banned. That's my opinion. They wore red, white, and blue. Doesn't matter. I don't care. They wear whatever they want. It's America. Oh, wear a pink shirt. You wear a pink shirt. I don't really care. I don't think it's a good color on me. I'm not going to do it. But if I want to, I can. If you want a red, white, and blue, or red, white, and blue. Doesn't matter where the other team's basketball's from, where their kids are from refugees, Islam, China. Doesn't matter. I go to China and I'm playing over there. They wear their colors. I get offended, pitch a hissy fit, tell them they're blatant racism, 21st century inexcusable behavior. I love that one. I thought that was great. Just shows you the ignorance of these liberals. But this is where it goes, guys. Everybody's offended by everything. This got so bad that the students actually had to deliver a letter to the principal of the Des Moines North High School, and they said, we are deeply sorry if we offended anyone in any way. We have traditionally dressed in a fashion for a great game such as the one last night. Everyone here at Valley has immense respect, not only for our team and players, but for our community in a whole. Please know it's not our intent in any way to offend or demean, just to show support to our team in the way we have done many times. The fact that these kids had to apologize for wearing red, white, and blue to a basketball game is egregious to me. Egregious. Absolutely. I can't even say much more about it, but that's what we have now. Oh, you know, here's the other news. This is something I got here. I put together for you guys. These, again, are some of the top health foods I think you should stay away from. First one, this one's going to shock a lot of people, are the fruit juices, especially just the blatantly squeezed fruit juices, the fruit juice concentrates. Really need to stay away from them. Fruit juice has almost as much sugar as soda and is nearly as bad in some cases, when you're drinking it in abundance, at least. When you sit down and drink an 8-ounce glass of orange juice, you're consuming the juice of 4 medium-sized oranges in literally seconds. And also remember, too, in a lot of cases, you're not getting as much pulp, you're not getting the fiber, you're not getting a lot of the outside areas of the fruit that you'd normally be eating. Plus, to eat 4 medium-sized oranges and peeling them and eating them takes anywhere from 10 to 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how fast you're eating them. Just an 8-ounce glass of orange juice, 8 ounces, not big at all, 8 ounces, is 4 oranges. That's a lot of sugar. The average fruit juice fructose concentrate is 46 grams of sugar per liter. For soda, it's 50 grams, just right under it. Our bodies are not designed to deal with that type of fructose overload. While glucose serves as fuel for our body, fructose is processed almost exclusively in the liver, where it's converted to fat. That's why I tell people, juicing is fine if you're using whole vegetables. If you want to throw in spinach, kale, throw in a whole kiwi, Throw in a whole orange, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But just fruit juice it all the time? Absolutely not. Way too much fructose, way too much strain on the liver, way too hard on the blood sugar. Not something that's healthy for you at all. Next one that I put on here is soy protein. The soy milk, soy protein, a lot of the soy stuff's not a good idea. If you love soy sauce, choose coconut aminos instead. If you absolutely have to use soy, occasionally go with fermented soy. That's not as bad. Make sure it doesn't have any MSG in it. But the soy protein and soy milk, stay away from all that. Plus, you got to remember, like 80% of the soy is from GMO soybeans. Even if they are organic soybeans, a lot of times they still get a massive amount of exposure from glyphosate. Next one on the list, as I've said many a times, the farm salmon, farm tilapia. 2011 study published in Plus One found mice eating farm salmon actually showed weight gain and an increased risk of metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes symptoms. The risk comes from the persistent organic pollutants, or POPs as they're referred to, that tend to be high in farm fish. You've got to remember, fish were never designed to be in just a puddle, a small puddle with thousands of other fish being dumped, literally just force-fed. They just dump food in the water and let them eat as much as they want, including all their own poop they eat, recycle it, eat it, recycle it, eat it. It's not healthy. Lots of pollutants, lots of heavy metals, lots of pesticides and fertilizers that run off. They're not getting fresh water over their gills to clean out their muscles and process everything like they normally do out in fresh water or out in salt water. So it's definitely something you want to stay away from. Remember, November 15 as well, the FDA approved the sale of genetically engineered salmon and will not require any labeling, leaving consumers in the dark. Better option, obviously, is Alaskan wild-caught salmon, mackerel, wild-caught fish in general. Best way to go. Stay away from the farm-raised stuff. It's really not a healthy option. Another one on here is a lot of the bagged popcorn. Not a good idea if you want to make it. Pop your own certified organic corn. Put organic butter, organic garlic, organic pepper, whatever you want to do on it. A lot of the chemicals that are used in the bagging process, when you put it in the microwave, which you already know I don't use microwaves already, so it really adds a lot of toxic elements to it. Plus, a lot of popcorn we have found has still been contaminated with glyphosate, even when it's considered organic. So I stay away from corn, to be honest with you guys. I don't eat really corn at all. Rarely. Even organic corn, I really don't even eat it. I just don't. It's so compromised now with 90% of the corn being GMO in the United States. It's not something that's really even worth taking the risk. And the nutritional benefits of corn really aren't there. But if you're wanting to get starch, like real heavy starch, you can have white potatoes for a pre-workout. I mean, having a couple ounces of a baked potato pre-workout is incredible for energy. Not going to burn as much fat because you're going to burn a lot of that as energy. But as far as if you're not worried about burning body fat and you're trying to train really hard, it's great. If you're wanting something more low glycemic, sweet potatoes or yams are incredible. Lima beans are great. Oatmeal's great. Organic brown rice is great. A little bit more high glycemic, but it's still good carb. Corn just doesn't have enough benefits to it to have the risk available that you see from the GMO and glyphosate. It's not worth it. Next one on the list is factory farmed meat. All the hormones, antibiotics, drugs, steroids, you name it, these things are packed full of. You need to be eating grass-fed, free-range, organic food, especially beef, chicken, turkey. If you've ever gone, I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen, you know, cattle farms, milk farms, where they have them stuffed into the stalls, force-feed them. Same thing with chickens. Chicken ones are disgusting, where they literally are all just sitting on top of one another, pooping on each other, dying on one another. Disgusting. Really is not something you want to eat and put in your body. The level of antibiotics that they're giving to these animals has massively increased the antibiotic resistance in humans. Remember, around 30 million pounds of antibiotics are sold for use in farm animals annually. Not something you want to put in your body. Will really compromise your immune system. I remember years ago, when I first got into bodybuilding, it was like around 20. And obviously, I was on a budget. I was living on my own. And I was trying to eat a lot of food. You know, I mean, if you guys work out, you know, you got to eat big to get big. I mean, you don't get the 220, 230 pounds by eating tilapia and green beans every day. So I would always, I started going to the store and buying the bulk chicken packs from Sam's, the cheap ones, chicken breast, big monster ones. You can tell they're just roided out. I mean, they're just, they're not healthy. They're not healthy. $1.99 a pound. Yeah, buddy. And, man, I was eating that stuff for a couple weeks, and boy, I got sick as a dog. And I know how to cook chicken. It wasn't undercooked. I got sick, and it wasn't just a food poisoning sick. I got sick. And I started doing research on it and found that eating really high amounts of these meats with all these antibiotics in it will massively deteriorate your immune system, not to mention all the other chemicals, pesticides, toxins, everything these guys are exposed to will absolutely wreak havoc on your immune system, and it's not something you want to put in your body whatsoever. Next one on the list is margarine or trans fats. You guys already know that. We've talked about them numerous times. Coconut oil is incredible. Olive oil is great on warm food, not heated real high. Butter's great too, organic butter. But the whole idea of, you know, I can't believe it's not butter, that's the good thing for you. Most of our listeners already know this, so I don't have to go in huge detail of it. Trans fats, the hydrogenated oils, clog the arteries, really, really bad for the heart. Not something you want to eat. Another one on here, and this is something that I see more and more people eating now, and I don't eat it. I've never have eaten it. I mean, I've tried it before. It just wasn't my cup of tea. I know too much about it. Is seafood crustaceans. That's shrimp, lobster, crabs, clams, oysters, all that stuff. A lot of people think that, you know, they're like, oh, clams and mussels are good in zinc. Okay, they have small amounts of zinc in them. Can be bioavailable for the muscle, got that. But you can take zinc glycinate that we carry for $19.99. It'll last you a long time, which is a bioavailable zinc, which is incredibly good, and not get all the mercury and other contaminants of muscles. Shrimp is a really popular one, and I don't know why. It's not something I recommend eating at all. Shrimp contains 4-hexycrocol, which is a food additive used to prevent discoloration in shrimp. We've seen the ones that have come over from Thailand as well. They've plumped them up full of gelatin. Everybody's seen that video on YouTube. Shrimp farm pond waters are often treated with a neurotoxic organophosphate pesticide that's linked to symptoms of ADHD, memory loss, and tremors. So, I mean, if it's fresh caught, you could say it's a little bit better, but if it's from the Pacific, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole from what Fukushima's doing. If it's from over here on the east, maybe better, but in my opinion, you guys have to remember, these things are scavengers, they're filters, they're cleaners. They're like the water filter on your faucet or your shower filter that we sell, our WaterWise shower filters. Things are incredible, by the way. I've sold a bunch of them recently. And everybody that's used them has always told me after they use them for a couple weeks, they're like, I can't believe how much softer my skin is, how less dry it is, how I feel better when I get out of the shower. I said, yeah, because you're not breathing all this stuff. You're not bathing in it for 10, 20, 30 minutes at a time. The chlorine in itself is already so toxic. You wouldn't take one of those filters and crack it open, dump it out on a plate and say, man, I'm going to mix my mashed potatoes and chicken with this tonight. That filter guts, man, it's some good tasting stuff. It's salty. It's got some good flavor to it. I hope nobody would do that. Surely don't think they would. It'd be disgusting. Well, that's really kind of what you're doing with crustacean. You're taking something that's designed by God to be a filter in the water, to sit at the bottom, to pick up filters, to eat poop, to eat waste, eat whatever hits the bottom of the floor, and ingest it, process it, go on to the next one. And we're catching them, cracking them on the plate, and eating them. Never understood the concept, guys. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people are going to get mad at me about this. Don't understand what the whole obsession with eating a filter is. I know I was raised up eating clean, but even when I lived out on my own, was in college, I still never engaged in it. I just, cognitively, I never understood the concept of eating a filter animal, an animal that eats other animals' poop on a regular basis, that eats all the excrement, all the toxins, all the pollutants that hit the bottom of the floor, that help clean the water out. That's what they do. Why am I going to eat that? Why in the world do you want to eat that animal? No idea. So that's my little sidekick on crustaceans and stuff. Next one on here is dairy products. Now, if you guys know, if you're getting raw milk, raw cow's milk, raw goat's milk, I'm great with that. I get raw goat's milk for Hunter. He loves it. I drink it occasionally. I love it. Can't drink it too much, though. It'll start packing weight on me, especially not training super hard all the time anymore. But regular dairy, pasteurized, homogenized, I don't touch it. Some people say they can drink it without problems. That's fine and dandy. That's good for you. The pasteurization, remember, it just if you want to read in the detail, go on the website at healthmasters.com and click the dangers of pasteurization, pasteurized milk. But the enzyme lactase is completely destroyed in just the pasteurization process. Homogenize is a whole other toxic element. But just pasteurize, it completely ruins lactase. People have a very, very difficult time digesting milk sugar, lactose, without lactase. So a lot of times when you hear people saying, oh, I'm lactose intolerant, or I can't do this with milk, I can't do that with milk, not all the time, because some people may have a dairy allergy, but a lot of times it's the fact that you're drinking pasteurized milk. Almost every time I've had somebody over, if they've had raw milk, raw cow's milk, they don't have an issue with it. If I drink pasteurized milk, my nose starts running within a few hours, sinuses get stuffed up, have to take half a dozen turmeric. I don't touch it. It's just not good for you. There's really not any health benefits from drinking pasteurized or homogenized milk, regardless of what the FDA or any of those yeehaws, yee-yees I call them, want to talk about. Raw milk is much healthier. It can usually be found also. You can get raw cheese and raw yogurt someplace as well at local health food stores. So I didn't get through the whole list. I'll hit the rest of it tomorrow. I got a bunch of them on here that I've been working on for you guys. But we appreciate everything, guys. We thank you for the support. Check out our website, healthmasters.com, if you need anything. Email us, call us. You can type in the word contact at the top of the search bar. The first thing that comes up is our contact form. Fill that out and send it out to us. Please, though, if there's a question you're just looking on the website, look for it. If you send me an email asking me what's the ingredient list on the Ultimate Multiple, I'm not going to respond to you. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. I don't have time. I get hundreds of emails a day we have to sift through, and I can't respond to stuff that's blatantly on our website. So I appreciate all the emails that are genuine questions and help that people want help with. It's awesome. I love helping everybody. We also, too, have the Doug 10 coupon still active this week. We ran that as a promo. That's for the liver support and the GHI cleanse only. We've been trying to keep a handle on the inventory and everything right now, so we're doing a full 10% off on the liver support and the GHI cleanse. Really helps clean out the liver, protect the liver, detoxify it. Also helps to clean out the kidneys with the GHI cleanse, and on top of that, reduces inflammation throughout every area of the body. Really, really, really good protocol. Also, too, the Aquatrace, our ionic mineral suspension, is on sale till tonight as product of the week, I think for like 20% off. Huge discount on that. So get that before it changes tomorrow. We appreciate you guys. We love you. I got a whole bunch of more stuff I'm working on for you guys tomorrow. You guys have a safe, blessed night, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.